Welcome back to Lab Mouse Podcast. I'm your host, Wild Spartan Zach here. Brandon, I'm here with FPS Diesel.
Fuck Optimus.
And quite. Yeah, we just started a recording and for 2 minutes, and then we got to the 2 minute point and we're like, Diesel can hear us, and
we wouldn't respond.
So, yeah, but before the recording stopped, we were just talking about my wisdom teeth removal and how it was like fine, like nothing went wrong with it. They pulled my 4 wisdom teeth out. I woke up. I didn't feel like I was on drugs, like I see with all the fucking videos people getting their wisdom teeth pulled. Like, everyone's out of it. No, I woke up and I was like, I just can't fucking talk. Like, I felt like drowsy, but I didn't feel like I was under the influence of, like, anything. It just was like, I'm tired and I can't talk. So, and my face was numb. That was fun. My face was numb for, like, 8 hours after the surgery. Which was not fun. It was so fucking numb, it wasn't even like I was touching my own face. Like, I've never had my face that numb before, but it was that numb. My lower face section where my lower jaw is, like, it was fucking weird. But, yeah, it was uneventful. I just got
them
pulled and everything worked out.
What did you do to, like,
pass
the time when you couldn't do anything?
Well, I just watched, like, Netflix and shit, honestly. I mean, like, I was pretty disappointed, though, because I couldn't use, like, a straw or drink carbonated drink, so it's like, I couldn't drink anything that I normally drink, and then I couldn't use the bottle I'd normally use, and then it sucked, too, because I just got the new Callen one when I got my teeth pulled, so I couldn't even use it when I wanted to, so that was fun, but yeah, it was fine. My bleeding also stopped, like, the day of, so, like, I didn't have any problems with that.
Nice.
It was pretty uneventful.
That's pretty lame.
Yeah, no, I was really expecting to, like, wake up and be like, what the fuck? But, like, I was just like, eh. I'm here. Got my teeth pulled. Yeah, but, like, I mean, the surgery itself was interesting, though. Because it's, like, literally, all I remember is looking up into, like, it was, like, a reflective surface above me. That it was, like, a light. And I remember seeing him inject the IV sedation into my arm. And then after that, just fucking poof, I was out, and then I woke up, and I was like, I'm done? Okay. So, I do not remember falling asleep from him sedating me. It
I
was like,
most of the time, people don't remember falling asleep, period.
No, it was just, I just saw the needle, and he's just like, it's gonna sting a little bit. I'm like, okay, I saw it going in, and I'm like, okay, when am I gonna pass out? Don't remember anything else. So... Yep.
I actually got knocked out from, like, I got an endoscopy recently, which is where they put a camera down your throat, not up your ass. But they put,
always
like,
clarify.
An IV in me, like, a couple, like, an hour or two before I got the procedure. So they just had, like, water dripping into me. Getting an IV is very strange.
It's a weird
that
feeling.
It never happened to me before. Yeah, it's real weird.
And then you don't remember passing out, you just did.
I remember going to the room... And I talked to the anesthesiologist for a bit, and he was like, oh, what do you do for a job? And we were talking about YouTube, and he's like, okay, I'm going to do it now. And I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden, everything goes dark.
They try to keep your mind off
after.
Of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wasn't even nervous. You know, I was like, okay, this is what's
happening.
She
gave me laughing gas, and I really felt it kick in. Like, she was like, she's like, okay, I'm going to give you laughing gas. And I'm like, okay, what does laughing gas exactly do? And she was just like, it basically just eases your nerves and makes you tired. And I was like, okay. And then, like, after a bit of breathing it in, I'm like, I'm really tired. So, I mean, it worked.
They could have done whatever to me. I was so knocked out, I woke up.
Yeah, you could have woke up in a goddamn ditch. Like,
gamer time is over.
Like, I fucking, like, I thought about it, too, when I woke up. I'm like, you literally could have done anything. You could have stolen my organs. I wouldn't even fucking know. Like, I guess that's why it's so important to go to someone reputable. You don't know if they're going to steal your fucking, like, heart or
something.
Yeah,
you want to keep your organs? You best go to the right guy.
Yeah. But, Diesel, you lucked out, and your fucking wisdom teeth grew in normally. At least 3 of them did.
Yeah, right. As far as I know, I don't need to get my wisdom teeth removed, hoping for the best.
Yeah, I mean, like, mine were all impacted. I thought the bottom two might have been fine, but he was like, those are also impacted. And I'm like,
imagine having teeth.
So, the bottom ones, too, are at the biggest risk for, like, procedure problems. Because they're the closest to your jawline, which contains nerves, which is also why the bottom row hurts the most. And then, also, you're more susceptible to dry sockets. because it's a lot easier to get stuff stuck in the holes. So you're supposed to rinse out your mouth. They gave me, like, where is it? It's like a little syringe. Where did I put it? It's somewhere on my desk. It's not, yeah, I mean, kinda. It's like I just was looking at it. Where the fuck did I put it? Oh, here it is. So it's like a little, like, syringe thing that you fill with salt water, and then you squirt it into your sockets to keep them clean.
That's nice. That's a little weird, but okay.
Well, you're supposed to do it so they don't get infected or anything like that, and I'm still on antibiotics so they don't get infected. They had me take those 3 times a day, which is not fun. But yeah. It was pretty uneventful. I recovered pretty quick, too.
Getting drugged wasn't as fun as I thought it would be either. I'm sorry, Brandon.
No, it's like... Because it's like, the only thing I was nervous about was waking up and being completely out of my own head. But I woke up and I was like, what the fuck was I nervous about? I'm completely sober. Like, I can't feel my face, but like, I'm fine. Like, I didn't feel like completely out of it. But yeah, no, it was like, it's uneventful. So I mean, like, if you gotta get your wisdom teeth removed, it's fucking uneventful as shit. So like, there you go. But speaking of things that aren't wisdom teeth related... Destiny 2 is getting better.
What a segue.
For all the 5 people that still play Destiny 2.
I mean, I'm thinking about getting back into it because of all these updates now, and shit.
You see, Brandon, what you should be doing is playing Final Fantasy with
my girlfriend. I don't know. I don't have like the urge to go and play that game again.
You just have to play it enough until you want to.
Yeah.
See, this sounds like
for me, not it's okay. For me, it's like drugs. When I go into a game, like there's nothing explicitly latching onto it, and it's like I wanted to learn it so I could catch up to Diesel, and as I learned it, I really enjoyed it. So it's like I just had a hook that made me want to keep playing, and as I kept playing, I realized I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm almost caught up to Diesel now, and he has like a 2-month head start on me. I have not had much of a life recently.
Hey, I bought a level 60 ninja. So
you bought a level 60 ninja.
You bought a level...
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't know why
Diesel,
I bought that.
I didn't realize you could buy classes. Like, I didn't know there's a free version of this game. Like, I feel so stupid.
Yeah, you can buy classes. You can literally pay $25 to have an in-game buddy.
Does it count for tax purposes?
It's not a real wedding. It only counts for like XP and party bonuses.
Bro, I wanna get the
deal. Also, you get a mount.
What's the mount?
I'll pay $25.
I think it's like a horse drawn.
Yeah, dude, let's get married, bitch. Dude. I want the fucking
that's
mount.
Sick.
Hell yeah!
I'll pay to get married.
Oh yeah, and you can even invite people to the fake marriage, and there's a fake fucking priest. It's really weird.
It's kind of genius. Where do you buy these things? Like, they're not on Steam.
There's a money store. If you log into your account on the Mog Station or whatever, there's like a cash shop, and you can buy mounts and outfits and like your class upgrades.
Yeah.
I had actually just went there to buy, like, something that changes the race of my character, and then I was like, I'm here, might as well buy a class.
Dude, the player community is so fucking robust, though. Like, there's so many, like, player-ran things and shit that are, like, actually reliable. Maybe that's just, like, an MMO thing, but, like, I'd never play MMO, so, like, it's really cool to me.
No, I mean, I think Final Fantasy and WoW probably have... Well, WoW's community is kind of toxic, from what I hear, and a lot of people have been jumping ship to Final Fantasy, but... I mean, like, Final Fantasy's subreddit is really fucking good for, like, advice and help.
I got, and, I wasn't...
Quite. You remember those, like, mobs that jump, or, like, when we were, like, killing mobs for one of your quests, and these NPCs, like, hopped out of the ground? Yeah, those are ghost farming bots. Yeah, I went, and I asked the subreddit, and they're like, yeah, those are gold farming bots, they need to do something about that. They only hang out in like low-level.
Yeah, areas. I was like, I was doing a raid for the first time. It was like the fucking one manor in like Limonza, was it? The fucking forest place. But like, I was doing the raid for the first time, and there was like to get back to the like where you have to do the final boss, you have to do slash return, and like everybody else had done the raid before, so like I felt like an absolute retard. But instead of like calling me a fucking idiot, like I like was scared they were, they just like, oh yeah, no, just like they're really nice about it. And like when we died to the boss the first time around, and they all just put the responsibility on themselves and were trying to like say, nah, it's not your fault. It was so fucking wholesome.
No, the community's it's really great. Fucking good. I hear that their role play community in Final Fantasy is
I can imagine strange. Final Fantasy House, but like that seems like its own level.
I keep going and like looking for them because I want to like watch them be weird, you know. And I couldn't find them. Apparently they'll like do like erotic role play and like
it's kind of genius areas. If you think about it.
Ugh. Missing out on all the hot Final Fantasy action, Brandon.
Clearly,
all you've ever wanted. So, Brandon,
can we talk?
Wait, Brandon, before we talk about this, Brandon,
I was like,
I need to ask, how many episodes are you deep into One Piece? So the rumors are true.
Does like near the end count as like almost finished?
That's like 800 episodes, well, okay. Right?
In my defense, a lot of the episodes had like mainly I watched a lot of it when I got my wisdom teeth removed and I couldn't speak. So it was like a lot of that. And then in my defense, there's a lot of like bonus episode type things where there's like completely different stories. I skip them. There's a lot of recapping as well in One Piece. So it's like most of the episodes don't actually start till the 5-minute mark. And the whole episode's like 20 minutes total, right, not counting the outro. So it's like, it was like mainly 15 minutes an episode. And then some of them, and then towards the end of conflicts and shit, the episodes get so goddamn short, and some of them don't even start till right. 7 to 8 minutes.
Like, it's the anime mobile, if you think about it. But even with all that considered, how much of the anime through would you say you are? Like, a fraction?
90 out of 10.
So
90 out of 100.
Let's put that in perspective. Even with all that said, where like if each episode's only like 10 to 15 minutes truly, that's still like 700 to 800 something episodes you've watched. That's still a lot.
Yeah, what are you doing at night, dude? Why do you think I'm up to like 4 a.m. in the morning?
Congrats, you've officially watched more anime than me.
Yeah, I don't know. There's more anime than I've watched in like a long
time.
Hold
me, I'm the fucking like I'm the outcast now. Like I'm the out of touch one.
I'll be real though. Unlike Brandon, I don't skip the beach episode. Okay?
You should,
bitch. I don't care that they're on a beach. Like I don't care that they're like they're different characters now. It's like fuck. I just like, I don't care.
You don't. You're not invest. Like what characters are you invested in then? Like.
Oh, I was invested in the main story and the characters in the main story, not the fucking side.
Yeah,
shit.
Like obviously, like every episode is them trying to find One Piece and other shit happens along the way. But like,
I mean, I wasn't like, I didn't want to see the side stories. I didn't care about.
If you're just like, not another Usopp episode, skip. Like,
yeah, one of the main story.
That's like part of the main story, though. Is how the characters grow and change. Yes, it is.
The beach episode's not part of the main story.
Oh my god, I know the beach episode. All of the beach episodes.
You ever heard of this really obscure anime called Soul Eater?
That's what I'm talking about.
It's really small, bro.
Never heard of it.
I actually haven't. I know you're being sarcastic.
Dude, they sell the fucking.
Okay, Soul Eater is a fantastic anime. You should give it a watch, Brendan. It's only like 50 episodes.
How long is it?
I think Brandon
don't watch Soul Eater Knot. Soul Eater Knot's kind of trash.
Wait, I'm gonna.
There's
I'm
only
gonna
like there's like a little less than a little more than 50. It's not too much. It's pretty.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere around 50.
I'll be done
I know,
with that in a day.
That's why I yeah.
In a day.
Why Brandon only uploads weekly?
All right. So the thing with Destiny 2. Okay, so Destiny 2 is improving the Eververse store to make it so it's cosmetic only, and you can also earn the premium cool. currency in-game. That's basically the two big changes they're making, which is a huge step in the right direction. Now, I want to talk about how I outlike the CEO of YouTube.
You outlike?
Did you not see that tweet, Diesel? Oh.
No. Dude, I haven't had internet until like 2 fucking hours.
So the tweet Susan Wojcicki made was excited to partner with UMG, which is the people that copyright claim everyone on YouTube falsely, to remaster some of the most iconic music of all time on YouTube. And then I responded, oh, great, you're working with the people who have been falsely copyright claiming your creators for the past year. So exciting. And I've out-liked the CEO of YouTube.
Brandon's got the sauce. So... ratioed.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's fucking ratioed as shit. She's 1,000 replies and 500 likes. Like, shit. She's getting flamed for it. I mean, it's deserved. But I don't know how the fuck she was like, this is a good idea to tweet. Like, no one likes UMG.
I genuinely, like, fucking Mr. Like, Beast, every single one of his videos gets claimed by UMG. I have no idea, like, how he... God.
How does... Yeah, it's like these people are literally claiming everything. And then YouTube's just like, yeah, we're working with them. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You are defending these motherfuckers so hard. And it's like, it doesn't make any sense to me either. Because it's like, what the fuck is UMG gonna do against YouTube? They have all the power in the situation. Like, YouTube could just be like, yeah, if you don't fucking stop, we're going to remove your channel's monetization. Like, all your fucking partner channels, remove their monetization if you don't fucking stop. It's like, what the fuck? They could just do that. But, like, no.
They want to keep big music boys happy or some gay shit.
But YouTube literally controls most of it.
Man.
But, like, YouTube could just be like, okay, we're not going to monetize your music videos.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Susan Wojcicki wakes up with a horse head in her bed.
Yeah, but like...
She has all the power, but it's still going to put her on like the music industry's bad side, and they won't like it, no matter how illegal it is.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
I hate UMG. I hate
UMG. No, we all do, but we still get some music from it. Fuck!
TikTok money.
They claim my fucking TikTok bingo, dude, that's almost at 1 million views!
They claimed, like, all of my TikTok videos.
Bro, man. I'm just saying, like, just don't say anything. Don't play the music. Don't
I haven't,
songs,
I haven't,
don't
and they haven't
anything.
Touched me in year, in, like, months. Because I've, like, physically, I don't even quote their songs anymore.
You quote it. Yeah. Says the name of the song. Copyright claim. We own the rights to that name. We want your whole videos.
They claimed
now.
All
like,
my, like, big TikTok videos, bro. I was really happy with those. Like, oh, they came out, and I just, God, fuck, what's the point, you know? Like, what's the point of, like, making the shit, like, the bit, like, I really was happy with that TikTok bingo video, and then fucking, like, it gets claimed. It does really well, but I don't get, like, a single thing for it, like, money-wise, and it's like, fuck, it's such a time on, like, return on investment.
I know.
It hurts.
Hey, speaking of another evil, let's talk about Emo Charlie.
Oh my fucking god, guys. What the fuck has happened to my life?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
You explain what happened to your life.
Should I go back to
it? It all started on January 13th, 2008.
It's hard to follow.
Jesus Christ.
When Emo Charlie came to Twitter.
No, okay. So, okay. If you guys are unfamiliar, there's this guy on YouTube named Onision. There's a bazillion.
Okay, everyone knows who the fuck he is.
The name of this podcast is probably Onision Wants to Fight Something.
Yeah,
not,
I was going to say.
Not that far, Diesel. Not that far back.
Right. But recently, Onision's been copyright striking YouTubers maliciously. And first of all, if we're going to handle this like adults, people should be suing him. But because of him doing that and copy striking all these videos, which
same,
I love that that's a word now. Because of that, I made a video saying, hey, stop copy striking people. That's stupid. You're an idiot. And then I finished that off with saying, because you're an idiot, I'm challenging you to a boxing match, right? And we'll do it for charity. And then the internet went crazy.
This video did really well.
Yeah, I did the video, did real well. So I was like, oh, Onision, you know, subtweeted me back. I'll make another video. Because now I'm just having fun, you know? And to be real with you, like, I'm totally playing this up. Like, I don't get, like, heated over Onision. Like, I don't give a shit. I really don't. You know? But it's like there's, like, a showmanship to it, you know? So you gotta start beefing on Twitter.
See,
And because my internet's been gone for the last 2 days, Greg has been subtweeting me like fucking no tomorrow. It's
every time Diesel, like, he tweets about Diesel, Diesel comes back with like not a measured response, but an intricate, like, it has like points to make or jokes to make response. And every time I just reply with L. But yeah, so Diesel makes his video. He makes the response video. Then I want views, so I make a video. That one does really well. And then suddenly we're signal boosted to shit.
It got 100 retweets on Twitter, like, when I checked.
It did, like, it did like 30k in the first hour.
Holy shit.
I just want to say that Onision is so fucking... Okay, one, this dude's such a bitch, he has to fucking whip out his character Emo Charlie to speak for him, because he can't even speak as Onision anymore. Because, like, God knows fucking why. His bio's like, I'm not Onision, I'm Emo Charlie. It's like, we get it. We fucking get it. You don't want to roll as Onision because you want some, like, I don't know, fucking character in your place. It's like putting a box over your head.
And yeah, like putting on a mask and sunglasses and just, like, hiding your identity from the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You nailed it. Bitch move.
On that note, there is something I want to say. The title of my video was Onision is a Coward. And, like, a lot of people pointed out that, like, the irony of someone, like, who's wearing a mask calling someone else a coward. For one, very insensitive, this is my face. And also, you're kind of right. I can't, like, say too much against that, but, like, the title...
I'll fucking say it.
Oh, he is, like, but the title's just the title. I called myself a pussy in the video, and I made it pretty clear, like, I'm, like Diesel said, there's a showmanship to it. You play it up because it's fun. It's not...
I mean, like, I don't know, in my opinion, it's cowardly to just, like, fucking make yourself a different character all of a sudden on Twitter.
Well, it's still very clearly Onision.
Yeah, no, like, he's not a lot has changed.
No, he speaks in the... He speaks in the third person, but it's like...
Yeah, but even...
Why? Like, what... What, like, okay, what, like, what flip, like, what switch flips in your fucking head... To make it so I don't want to be Emo Charlie.
Greg's fucking switches flipped a long time ago.
But with okay? the shit where he's trying to like play it off like he's some other guy and not Onision disconnected, it's like, it's the same kind of deal with me. It's like, quote unquote, hide face. This is my face, cunt. But it's like, I'm still putting like my ideas and my words out there, and they still have every avenue to be shit on by like the people who disagree with them. Like, that doesn't really change it just because, I'm supposedly hiding my identity and all that. You still have, like, a place to direct at that I will still see.
Can I just say 462 people give Onision money a month?
Well, every single one of them should have their wallet revoked.
At least half of those just want to, like are only there to see the stupid shit he does on Patreon so they can report it to the world.
Oh, yeah, there's, like, a lot... There's a whole community based around, like, shitting on him.
He's definitely got a fuck ton of hate patrons. Hatrons, if you will.
Yeah.
Emo fucking Charlie.
Where did Emo Charlie come from?
Emo Charlie's, like, one of his, like, skit characters, you know? The only reason he's doing the Emo Charlie thing is so that way he could voice opinions and then, like, disassociate from those opinions.
Yeah, but it's just Emo Charlie. Fucking... It's him with a goddamn picture with makeup on! Like, we fucking know it's him! Like, this doesn't change anything!
It's very clearly just him, you know? But it's just funny that a grown man's tweeting in the third person. Like, there was one of the tweets that I was, like, sitting on. I was like... You know, these kind of read like the Kurt Angle, like, copypasta. Have you guys ever heard, like, that wrestling copypasta where it's like, you got a 23rd chance of winning. Then you throw Kurt Angle into the mix, and that's what it sounds like.
This dude's 12 years older than you, Diesel. 12 years older than you.
I know. He has 2 children, right? I think.
Yeah, he's... Oh, yeah, can I just say, the guy that's called Emo Charlie on Twitter and has his bio, I'm not Onision. I mean, what Charlie? He has 2 fucking
kids. I gotta commend him for doing a really good job of keeping them off the internet, because, like, they would definitely be subjected to a lot of shit they don't deserve.
Oh my god.
I'm surprised he's actually done that, but I'll give credit where credit is due.
Like, that was a very smart move and, like, fatherly move.
No, that was a really good move, because who the fuck would like, associate with Emo Charlie?
Careful, guys. Don't say something's a good move. He'll go and do the exact opposite.
Shit!
Dude, if he fucking puts his kids on blast because we tell him it's a good thing,
like,
to keep them hidden.
There's like a lot of people, shit. Like, that'd obviously, like, retarded. We wouldn't be the ones to, like, shit on them, but, like, as much as Onision's a dickhead, like, there are some people out there who would take it to those lengths that, like...
I'm sure very
there's some, though, and there's
though.
Some they'd who would, like, they'd go to lengths.
I feel bad. How can you have your dad, like... dress up as Eugenia Cooney and make fun of a girl for having a wreck anorexia.
I'm the Joker, baby!
Or have them have the bio as Emo Charlie. No, my biggest pet peeve is fucking Emo Charlie shit. It's so fucking
I literally
dumb.
Don't give a shit about his, like, shitty comedy. I think it's just really bad comedy. You know, I got a really dark sense of humor. My issue is the copyright strikes. There's a real big fucking problem.
Oh,
with
yeah,
we
no,
shouldn't
it's
allow
such a...
people to do that.
He also, he used to flex and he didn't do that.
Yeah, it, like, his argument for why it's okay for him to do that is, like, does not meet the legal requirements to do that, which is why he hasn't put through a court order on any of it.
He's definitely just at the point where he's just like, I don't want people talking bad about me. It's so fucking obvious that this shit bothers him because he won't stop fucking tweeting about Diesel wanting to fight him for charity. He will not shut the fuck up about it.
This
dude
is the most
such
clout
a bitch.
He's gotten in months.
And then he's all like, when someone challenges you to a boxing match, it is not cowardly to ignore them. In fact, you are being the bigger person. You are being mature to ignore them. Grow up. We are not children. And then he offers to box Shane Dawson and the other
and Brock Lesnar. Are you kidding me? Brock Lesnar would turn Onision into a box.
Like we said in the video, it's like, it's one thing if you just say no, but then, like, when you try to moral grandstand about ever, like, challenging someone to a boxing match, period. Like, come on, dude. You literally challenged Shane Dawson.
He literally just
said no at first.
He literally complimented both the people who are ignoring him with that tweet. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
He said no at first, and I thought that was gonna be it. I seriously thought that was gonna be it. But then he hit, like, the fucking Barbra Streisand effect and was like, I'm gonna just tweet about this like I'm fucking, like, my shit don't stink. Like, what?
Yeah, he will not shut up about it. Okay, real talk, though. He fucking tweets way too goddamn much. Let's see how much he actually...
Dude, I thought I tweet a lot.
I'm about to diagnose Emo Charlie with Twitter addiction. Let's fucking look.
Shit, he's on Twitter more than... that's
fucked up. That's fucked up.
Oh, he only tweets, like... Is this already funny? Yeah, it is. He tweets, like, 20 times a day. 20 to 10. Sometimes it ranges up to 30 to 40, but it's usually 10 to 20. It's not that bad. I've definitely seen way worse. He doesn't reply, though. They're all tweets. That's why it looks like a lot more. He doesn't reply because he's a bitch. Anyways.
he won't directly respond to me, but, like, he clearly, like, today he went on You Now expecting me to get on and debate him. Like, what the fuck am I going to debate
he was expecting you to debate him?
Yeah, okay, so here's what happened today. So...
Oh, that's who that tweet's for.
Yeah, so he's like, Onision is going on You Now to debate soon. Anyone to bring up an issue or otherwise talk, be brave. Be a, all in caps, real man, woman, person. Unless you're scared. Lol, double standards are so funny. We all got them. Like, what? Like, bitch, one, I'm fucking busy. Two, like... What do I have to fucking explain to you? I challenge you to a fight for charity. You say no or yes. It's that easy. What is there to debate?
Yeah, there's no debate there. That's just fucking... Damn, he's fucking dumb.
he said no, but now he's, like, backpedaled. He's like, no. It's immoral to fight, guys. But I would fight Brock Lesnar and Shane Dawson. Why? Because
no,
it can get you more clout, you fucking loser.
Well, no. You see, Onision is the one who has the wrong opinions. Emo Charlie is the one with the moral compass here.
It's kind of genius to think about it.
Okay. I forgot. We're talking about different people here.
Obviously.
See, like, does he actually have, like, split personality disorder?
No, he has
like,
a
I don't
stick
think
up
he does.
Ass.
But, like, it's so... Okay. If you are 33 years old, you're a grown fucking man. I think it's weird to just talk in the third person regardless of your fucking age. But if you are on fucking Twitter making up characters speaking in the third person like Onision is, not in like, you know, like a role play kind of fashion. If you're doing it like Onision is, I think you got a fucking couple screws loose. Like, I don't see any other way around
that. As they say, my name is Jeff.
And then he's following 6'6" people. Fucking, so fucking edgy. Like, shut the fuck up.
Well, it's not Onision that's doing it. It's Emo Charlie, guys. We gotta remember, we're talking about a different person here, okay? Like,
oh my fuck, I hate this shit. It's so fucking even, like, dumb.
Emo Charlie doesn't even have a consistent, like, character basis, right? But, like, if I don't tweet about it, like, only the tweets that I reply to or quote tweet are the ones that, like, bang. Like, they get absolutely ratioed on Onision if I do that. Otherwise, his tweets are just, like, a smaller minority of people saying, yeah, Onision, go fuck yourself, you know? But, you like, know, outside
gonna,
of
I'm
that,
I'm gonna
nothing.
Look up Onision on Twitter. I'm gonna look up his latest mentions. Let's fucking see.
It's, dude, I had 99-plus notifications all related to fucking Onision. Guys, I see everything.
Backside FPS Diesel, backside FPS Diesel, backside FPS Diesel.
Someone responded saying, I'm sure you totally went with your vegan bod. I'm trying to fucking find him, but, like, yeah, people are just roasting him. That's all his fucking shit is.
Like, I think he gets off to it. Like, I think he just enjoys it. Seriously.
But if he enjoys it so much, why does he have to fucking come with a character? Like, I really
like
do not understand
commit.
The character
he can't
thing.
Commit. Like, he just
I do not understand the fucking character thing. It's so goddamn weird. It's like, hey guys, I'm gonna obviously be the same person in this account, but now I'm Emo Charlie. Like, what the fuck? And then I'm gonna talk to myself in third person. Like, what the fuck? It's so bizarre. Like, fucking Onision, if you're watching this, fucking talk to someone who can understand your goddamn brain.
I want to know. I want to.
Like,
I want to
for
hear
real.
It. I want to be the fly on that wall.
Go
man.
Go talk to a therapist or a psychiatrist or something and fucking figure out what's wrong. Like, I'm not joking.
We could say anything on Onision and we would still be more morally upstanding individuals.
Well, it's like what else? Like, it's like literally, like, seriously, fucking get some goddamn help. You clearly are not saying.
How do I get this? How do I get this mount in yes. Final Fantasy 14?
It's so
cute. It's so cute.
It's a really cool mount. I like it.
It's just like the chocobo, but it's a giant baby chicken.
It's a big fat.
Chicken. I saw it running around, and it was just like flapping its little wings, like it was like crying or some shit. It was really cute. I want it.
Literally, my entire mentions, guys. Oh, box FPS Diesel, a box FPS Diesel, box FPS, like everybody. I want this to happen now because I want to be done with it. Onision, either get in the ring with me or fucking move on with your life. I'm not doing another video. It's very clear he likes the attention.
Tweet it.
I've already tweeted that. My last video, I used the drama to promote the charity live stream to try and get more people to focus on, actually donating to charity.
The charity live stream that's happening right now. We're actually all live on Twitch as this video goes up.
Actually, yeah, we should be.
Oh
yeah.
My god, yeah, what do you know?
We're going to be going from 2 p.m. EST to 2 a.m. EST or 11 a.m. PST to 11 p.m. PST. Do the math on the rest of your time zones. We're raising charity for the Polar Bears International. It's called the Yeti event. Us and like 20 something other creators.
Did you realize that it's made for a fucking mountain time? Because it starts at noon mountain time and ends at midnight mountain time.
Oh, you suck.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
It wasn't even me who did it. It was on.
Now I guess that's what happens when you set up the event.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm whatever about it. I'm just Jesus Christ.
What?
I just want this on UC. Either I get in a ring with him or just like it's done. Like I don't know what else to say. Like I tried. I really did. And I would have done like a charity like boxing match. I it's like no meme. I would have gotten in a ring with him. But it's clear he doesn't want to. You know, he'd much rather drag this out for fucking social clout, you know, and it's like, fuck that, dude. Like,
what social clout?
I don't know, like, the hate clicks I give him, I don't even fucking know. It's just people coming in and like, ratioing him to
Hold
shit
up.
On Twitter.
I went on a fucking, his tweets, and this is one of the replies. What the fuck?
Yeah. He did like a song about the wetlands he bulldozed recently.
Oh, yeah, he bulldozed a bunch of wildlife that was protected by the government. That's why the land was so fucking cheap.
And he was like, he called himself a hero, an activist, and something else. And that was the funniest shit ever.
How the fuck has he not been thrown in prison? Like, for anything?
Shit, if he doesn't pay back all his back taxes, he will.
Oh, yeah. He fucking will. Honestly, at this point, he probably will.
He was selling clothes on Poshmark. And being like, I'm spring cleaning. It's like, no, bitch, you're selling those shirts at $10 a pop because you know the IRS is coming to go take your fucking everything.
Yeah.
He's trying to liquidate literally all his assets.
I'm really surprised that he hasn't actually gotten into some serious fucking trouble doing some dumb shit.
No, yeah, I'm surprised that he's been able to get away with everything so long. The copy strike thing, like, why has YouTube not responded? Like, this one's been happening so much. And they haven't said a single fucking thing.
You know, here's a better question. How the fuck does he still have a channel?
Didn't Uh-Oh Bro get banned for a little bit? Like, recently?
It got
something like that.
Right? I think.
I think so. I think it was demonetized, yeah.
But he uploads more on Onision Speaks anyway. You should probably stop because nobody wants to hear his fucking opinions, but...
I mean, every single video has a bunch of dislikes.
Everything. Everything.
Like, literally, there's such a small amount of people who actually like him and actually support him. Majority of his viewers literally hate him.
And then there are some accounts that are fans of his, quote unquote, that are just like alt accounts of his.
Sock puppet it's time, sock puppet time.
Himself. Like, either fight me or don't, Greg. I don't, just fight me. Just do it. God. Fuck. You know how much, like, clout he would get if he got in a ring with me? Like, it would help him. Like, quite, you said that in your video. Like, it would be a
better idea. Yeah, no, it's like one of his last chances at it. It won't be lasting, but, like, it's better than nothing. It's better than what he's got going on right now.
If, yeah.
I don't know. How does a man, like...
I don't know.
It's like...
How does this man...
It's like talking about a person who's not real. Like, I feel like I'm talking about an AI-generated face... And somebody who, like, actually doesn't exist. Do you remember that, like, video he had where he reacted to a bunch of videos of him from, like, me and a bunch of other YouTubers? I think he took that down. Like, I was trying to find it the other day, and I couldn't find it.
I think he did, too, yeah.
He probably did, because you guys could go and...
I wasn't going to do that, because that would have been fucked up. But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, when everybody who made videos on that video got, like, 20 times the views it did, I think that was, like, just broke him. Not broken, but, like, he just...
He's been broken for
How
a long time.
How the fuck does this man exist?
I'm still convinced he doesn't. I know, like, too. The real reason...
I'm on his Instagram. The real reason he's not accepting
the fight is because he's, like, literally hologram. He's not a person. He's just...
Like, I'm on Instagram, and I'm just scrolling through it, and I'm like, this person is a real human. Like, this
not
dude
Not
as
an AI-generated face. I can tell.
He's, like... He's so lame, too. Dude.
I'm the Joker, like, baby.
Like, he's just, like, regular lame. Like, that's it, man.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Look at this. Look, I don't want to be, like, you know, just, like, roasting him for how his body looks, but, dude, like, you wouldn't last in a ring.
To be fair, like, he didn't, like, compared to you, yeah, no, he died, but, like, he doesn't look bad.
No, he
it's just like
at all,
when but... anybody compared to Diesel, though, it's like, of course you're gonna get fucking rocked. Look at Diesel.
I mean, IMO. I mean, he kind of looks like serial killer.
I don't know about serial killer.
I think I responded to Mr. Repzion's tweet, and I was like, he looks like fucking
okay, Trisha Paytas.
Don't
okay,
compare
Trisha
him
Paytas.
To him.
It's funny. On, it's funny. Right. It's funny.
You can't tell. Like
no, I was
looking at
say,
an Onision video.
He's so.
You look at an Onision video. Look in his eyes. What do you see? Fucking
no,
nothing.
That's
I
the,
told you that, it's CGI.
That's the main thing. That's the main thing that like it's not his face or anything like that. It's literally just like the fucking eyes. Like you can tell a lot by a person by their eyes. His eyes look like nothing. Like it doesn't look like there's a soul.
If there's an frank. Antichrist, it's
nah,
him.
It's
but
CGI, I'm
credit.
Telling you. So, listen, it's... I'm on down a fucking hole, dude. CGI.
CGI. CGI.
saddest crusade I've ever been on.
Dude, fuck. I don't even know what he does with his life. People like to hang around him. That's fucking ridiculous, dude.
Dude, there's people for everyone. Hey, for everyone watching out there, if Onision can get friends, so can you.
No. Onision shouldn't have friends.
That's what I'm saying. If he can get friends, so can they.
He hasn't even been supportive of his now husband Kai, like, at all.
He's a husband now.
Like that, his wife transitioned and is now his husband.
Oh, yes. I thought he got divorced and married again.
That's he was like not supportive for a long period of time. Calvin Guerra has a great video on it, that basically breaks down all the shit that Greg was doing and how they were treating Kai. So it's something else. Anyway, I'll just say, you know, go watch that if you're curious. But Greg's like, I'm not gay for like the longest time.
And now he's like, I'm gay.
That was pretty much it. Like,
he finally caved. You know what? I think it's time.
He's like Dark Side Phil, but like if there's a Nega Dark Side Phil, he's Nega Dark Side Phil. He's from like an alternate universe where Dark Side Phil isn't stupid. He's evil and stupid. I watched Onision stream. He streamed League of Legends. No sound. No anything. No notifications. It was just people in the chat all roasting him for not boxing me. Someone sent him a like a donation saying, hey, your sound's off. He didn't even have notifications on. So they just donated him money. And they're like, okay, fine. If this is how you're going to act, I'm not going to like support you anymore. I saw in real time people stop supporting him.
Oh my fucking God.
How stream for an hour and not notice?
B40.
I don't know.
Hey, your OBS would be like, oh, there's no desktop audio. Like, it wouldn't take long.
Oh my God. He has a really interesting Instagram.
His like ratio is higher than I thought it would be on Instagram.
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he buys likes for validation.
They seem...
Yeah, he doesn't have any money to spend on
likes.
He's got
money for the IRS, dude.
Like, yeah. the pattern seems pretty consistent on what type of shit gets likes, so I don't think he's buying them, because they're not impressive like counts for his thing, but, like, they're better than I thought they would be. I guess that just speaks to the CTR of Instagram.
I don't know who the hell is still interested in what Onision does on Instagram, like, Jesus.
Me.
Me, because we're sitting here roasting him.
I am.
God, we are sad. Man. We are very sad.
Do you understand? I'm invested in Emo Charlie. Do you hear me? I stan Emo Charlie. I can't even say it with enthusiasm because it's so fucking weird.
I'm so done with this.
All right, let's move on. What the fuck do you guys think about E3?
Nintendo 1.
What game?
Nintendo 1 because of Microsoft. So Microsoft and Nintendo 1.
Well, my last Onision thing. Just need to send that.
He posted that himself?
He posted that himself. By the way, that picture on the bottom, I think, is done by Shadman.
It is. Why would you roast yourself?
You should... I don't know, man. Having Shadman as an anti-fan is probably something you could be proud of. That's fair. They're both weird cunts. God, E3. Like I said, Nintendo won, but they won because of Microsoft, so they both won.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't watch this year's E3.
I watched a few presentations, like the Microsoft one. Like, there was a lot of like more obscure titles that I was really interested in when I saw them for the first time. Like, 12 Minutes looks really interesting to me. It's like a psychological, like, interactive thriller. Like, it's only going to be like a 2-hour game, but the concept looked really interesting, where you're stuck in like a 12-minute time loop. It looks really interesting. There is like this one like game where you play as a deer, and like the deer's like little elk kid, and like you walk around, and it's just like an exploration game, it looks like. But it looks just really aesthetically pleasing, and I feel like I could really relax to that. Looks like something Anna would play. What else was there? There's like some other games. Ori looks really good. And this was all like during the Microsoft conference.
Ori the Blind
Forest. Yeah, the second one that's coming out like next year.
Okay. I played a bit of Ori.
It's Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Pretty fucking good.
Yes. Something like that. they announced a fucking like Game Pass had like a bunch of interesting looking games where like the entire Master Chief Collection is going to be on Game Pass.
The Xbox Game Pass
it fucking slaps. Like the game like library on that looks pretty slick. It doesn't remember come.
You can get
yeah.
It for
I was
a
trying to during
right
the
now.
Stream, but the site crashed because of how many people were trying to get to there. Like I was clicking it like 5 billion times.
No, we got the Game Pass. We got the Game Pass to try Sea of Thieves again because it had like a lot of fucking updates and like it actually is cool, better cool. now. There's a lot of new shit. But yeah, you can still get it for a dollar for 15
okay.
days.
I'll probably pick that up after the cast then.
And then just cancel it.
No, I'll probably keep playing it honestly.
For a dollar. Well, see, it goes back to 15.
I mean, it'll depend on what games.
About. You know, Ubisoft also has like a.
See, the difference is I don't care about that one.
Yeah, Ubisoft can fuck off. Yo, you want to know what fucking annoys me? Hold up. You want to know what fucking annoys me? Speaking of Ubisoft, you know how fucking Uno is going on this crusade right now trying to tell people that plus
yeah,
twos
who
don't
cares?
Stack?
It literally stacks in the game.
Like, have you seen
Jeez.
That
like,
shit?
It stacks in the video game.
It stacks in the fucking Uno game. Like, you can't fucking
if they,
tell
if they,
me
if
they don't
they
stack
to,
and then release a fucking official game.
If they try to push some bullshit,
no
like if they put an update where they don't stack anymore, fuck right off. We're going to fan-made Uno games exclusively. Fuck you.
Stacking plus two cards at Uno is one of the most amazing fucking things you can ever do because the one person's like, I'm gonna fuck you over, and you're like, no, you're not, I'm gonna fuck him over. And that person's just like, no, you're not, I'm gonna fuck the fourth person over. And then the guy with the plus two at the very end's like, no, 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 we're gonna fuck up the original plus two over, and they get fucking like
do
eight
you know
cards.
How many fist fights almost started in Colorado because of this shit? It was great.
Fucking Uno is great with the plus twos, and Uno can fuck right off trying to tell me that the plus twos don't fucking work like that, because in the fucking game they work like that, alright?
You guys are talking about Uno, when what we should be talking about is
Cyberpunk. One of my favorite things is like when Keanu came on, he just said, Cyberpunk, and then every time he'd say a single word, they just started freaking out, and I was right there with them.
He probably had like 20
words. Dude, I love Keanu, dude. Like, fucking, just the Your Breathtaking shit. Oh, God, he's so great.
I pre-ordered it. Hopefully it wasn't.
Have you guys heard anything outside of that trailer about, like, what was shown behind closed doors for Cyberpunk?
I saw a lot of... the people behind the closed doors were saying it's fucking amazing.
Well, I mean, yeah, but what is it? Yang Yi? He did, like, a breakdown of what happened. By the way, this guy has, like, a photogenic memory.
Photogenic?
Like, fuck. But he was like explaining or photogenic but he basically like went through the entire like presentation that was behind closed doors. If this game isn't a buggy piece of shit when it comes out, it's gonna be pretty impressive.
I'm excited worried Holy but shit. Excited Watch Dogs Legion looks interesting. It's literally like it's Brexit the video game.
Grandma.
I was really we didn't Bethesda's like a thing. Doom Eternal was good and everything else was fucking trash.
Bethesda
everything
went
sucked.
From Bethesda hold up Bethesda went from like I love Bethesda Skyrim 2 to fuck Bethesda, they fuck everything
Bethesda,
up the games
like,
are buggy,
they had the
shit.
Worst fucking presentation
it was a year turnaround. If they didn't fuck up Fallout 76, no one would be pissed. Everyone would still love Bethesda. I can't believe they fucked up that game. I'm fucking pissed at that game still.
Dude, they didn't announce anything new at this shit. Like, oh, Battle Royale and Fallout 76. Don't care. Where was the Elder Scrolls 6 details? Where were the Starfield details? Where was any... Why did you wait till the end to show Doom Eternal?
They said they're still working on it.
They're gonna... Starfield and the new Elder Scrolls game are probably going to be announced when around the next time the consoles come out, which I think the new consoles are
at least the Xbox. At least the Xbox so next probably, Xboxes. I don't know about the PlayStation. Then people wait, they might be waiting a year.
They'll probably announce something once those consoles are there. The biggest. I mean, the
yeah, Halo Infinite's going to be a multi-generation like launch. It looks like on the new Project Scarlet Xbox and the Xbox One, kind of like similar to Breath of the Wild.
Dude,
but everybody's going to get it on the new console.
They gave us the Master Chief Collection on Steam, but I have yet to been able to have played a Halo game on Steam.
They still haven't given us
Microsoft,
a release. They haven't given us a Chief
Halo.
On PC election release date,
give
which is annoying because I want to play Reach so bad. But
why would they tease it and then be like, fuck off. I have waited so goddamn long to have Halo on the PC. Every single time it came out, I was like, this would be great in the PC. This would be great in the PC.
But anyways, and it's still not here. Anyways, Nintendo reactions.
I just know about Animal Crossing.
New Pokemon. I don't know. Like the Pokedex shit kind of puts me off. I mean, like, it's like, I get it. I like, some people, like, that. Just, you know, like, they're down for it because they want to enjoy the mechanics. It's just like, I just don't want the Pokemon to be limited, and I don't know if I want to spend $60 in a game like that.
I haven't played a Pokemon game in so long that I'm like, okay, it's not like I'm going to have anything to transfer.
I don't know. I just like having them, and I'm not going to fault anyone if, like, it's not a problem for them. It's just for me personally, I don't know if I want to spend $60 on that.
And by the way, Animal Crossing looks cute.
Dude, Link,
that game's going to be a lot of fun.
I was going to say,
Link's Awakening remake looks brawling!
Bro, I just want to play Animal Crossing for the first time.
The bit where I said that Nintendo won E3 because of Microsoft was Banjo-Kazooie and Smash! Like, by all intents and purposes, nothing with Microsoft realistically should have happened. The fact, maybe it wasn't Steve, maybe it wasn't Master Chief. The fact that anything at all happened is what fucking, like, makes me so happy. Okay? Like, that's all, like, I'll take it. I'll fucking take it.
I want Halo on the PC.
I want Master Chief.
I do too. But I'll fucking take Banjo, okay? Like, I'll take him. And, like, Banjo being in, like Microsoft being willing to work with Nintendo means that in, like, future Smash games, they would also be willing to lend over other characters, potentially. Like, this opens the gates to all of Microsoft-owned properties, bro.
How many more DLC characters do we have?
And then there's also...
So we could, in theory, get Master Chief and Minecraft.
Can you imagine? Dude, they fucking faked this out so hard. Like, they revealed Dragon Quest, like, the hero. And I was like, that makes sense, but that's boring as fuck, because I don't care about Dragon Quest, but good for the people who do. Still a dry-ass pick. But, like, they faked this out.
You know the people in Japan.
Oh, I'm sure. And good for them, but I don't give a shit. Like, good for them. Like, Dragon Quest makes sense to be in Smash, right? But I've never cared about Dragon Quest, and that it felt so dry, and they faked us out, but then they got us! They fucking got us! Dude, Banjo-Kazooie is the first Western character to be a playable character in Smash. Can you fucking believe that?
Whoa!
Can you believe that?
Is Banjo-Kazooie?
Yes, he's the first Western, like, playable character. The first Western character in Smash was Shovel Knight as an assist trophy, but all the others were from, like, Eastern-built franchises. Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
I'm looking right now. I'm like,
no, I'm telling you, like, every other character, playable character in Smash is from an Eastern, like, originating franchise.
So, somebody who's, like, really well versed in Nintendo history.
Well, actually, like, I mean, if well, maybe actually. Like Diddy Kong was created by, like, Americans.
What about Pac-Man?
Japanese.
Was Pac-Man from here?
Atari. Not Atari, sorry. Seems so, but, like, there's, like, American, well, a lot of these characters seem classically American, but they still originate from Nintendo. But at the same time, but, like, you could, like, count people like Diddy Kong and Dark Samus. Like, they were from American-developed games, but those franchises were originally Eastern. Banjo-Kazooie is wholly Western. And Shovel Knight's the only one before him, but he wasn't playable, obviously.
Next, you're going to tell me all my anime's Western. Or, I mean...
you had a joke there, Brandon. But
I know.
You lost it. You almost had it.
God damn it! The world's too cruel! Fuck. Oh well, I'll live. What about Animal Crossing? Any mechanics that are new?
Isabelle's confirmed.
When does it come out?
Wait, no.
They might have been from Western developed games, but they're from Eastern franchises.
Yeah, but Rare is a...
Yeah, but there is from an Eastern franchise. What, like, Banjo-Kazooie is the first wholly Western IP.
Bro, we're underrepresented in Smash. I demand diversity. Demand it. Do you hear me?
There's a fucking plant.
There's a plant who apparently has feet.
But the plant is in the East!
If you, like, tilt the camera in the pause menu, you can see him running on, like, little stubs. under his pot.
That's
it's really cute.
Those aren't feet, those are stubs. There's a difference. Wait, so Animal, did it get a release date? The Switch version?
For Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
Hold on. Jamie, pull that up.
Did Cyberpunk get a release date? It was like
April 15th. Yeah, April 15th, 2020. Oh, look at that. It says it comes out 2001.
Yeah, I know. That's what I got to.
That's fucking helpful.
What is it?
Maybe GameStop has a release date?
It's March 2020, I think.
GameStop's website right now.
Yep. Another year.
It was supposed to come out this year, but apparently they had to delay it.
Damn, son. Yeah. Well, and before Cyberpunk gets another delay.
I'll take a delay.
It's like Death Stranding all over again, isn't it?
Dude, imagine if I turned 21 before Cyberpunk comes out.
Do you remember when a first trailer for Cyberpunk?
Oh my god, dude, that was like, so long. Do you remember the first trailer for Death Stranding? What?
It was like a lady like in the rain. Oh god, my god, dude, that was so long ago. You remember the first trailer for Star Citizen?
Do you even remember Star Citizen?
That's painful, I'll tell you that. Hey, careful. Their fan base is fucking crazy.
And I have a death wish.
Yeah,
what's your
point?
Because
they all spent fucking $50,000 to play the fucking game. That's why they're crazy, because they spent their entire life savings to fucking get into the beta.
Yep. Yep.
Fucking, I'd be crazy as fuck too to spend that much money on a fucking flight simulator game that my PC can't even fucking run.
This should be said. I spent $125.
Okay, FPS Diesel is a real person that exists.
Okay. Well, now since we're here, I want to take a look at this.
Wait. Cyberpunk was announced in fucking 2012.
Yeah. After they finished Witcher 3, whenever
is it? Well, I mean, Cyberpunk has been a property for a while, hasn't it? Like the guy who made it originally.
Yeah, Cyberpunk 2020 is a tabletop.
Gotcha.
So they've been working this game for fucking 7 years publicly.
Yes.
And not even if they fuck this up, they're screwed.
There's a like, lot of hype.
Keanu Reeves isn't it? Like, there's too much hype. Like it. Ugh.
It. If they fuck this up, they are in deep shit. Like, oh my god. Holy shit. Dude, by the if this goes well, by the time the next one comes out, I might even have fucking kids.
Oh my god.
Like, holy shit.
Do you think when 2077 rolls around, they're gonna look at what Cyberpunk was and be like, these guys are fucking stupid. What do they think 2077 was?
No, they're gonna be like 2020 right.
By 2077, humans aren't gonna exist. We're gonna all be fucking dead.
Guys, can we all pour one out for the poor souls that spent $435?
No, I'm not gonna pour one out because that's drinking underage diesel. Star I'm not citizen. Doing that.
Dude, don't they? No, it's not
nope,
drinking.
Nope,
you're pouring
I'm
out
not,
the alcohol.
I will not listen to the lies of the devil. I will not listen to the lies of the devil.
So
I will not be caught. I will not hold a container of alcohol underage. That is illegal.
Didn't they have like
$435? It looks like a mouse.
Have like I swear to God, they used to have like literally $1,000 fucking ships.
Yeah, it's like a ten. It was like a $10,000 package. I don't know
Mustang
if they have it up anymore.
Yeah, no wonder everyone like fucking plays this game as a diehard fanboys. They probably spent
so
hundreds, if not thousands,
Star
of shit in this fucking game.
Is Star
game.
Citizen like only person. Like flight, or is there like walking around adventure elements as well? Or
no, it's like you can land on a planet. Basically, like
this game is the biggest pay to win bullshit.
Like okay, so they're saying you can land on planets, take up missions, basically have an entire second life in this outer space universe, all crafted by hand. With fully navigable cities and infrastructure and economy and walking around. And there's also, like, ground combat, like first-person shooter combat.
I'd love flight this combat. Game if it wasn't impossible to make.
I know. It's a great pitch. It's the best pitch ever. Hands down. Never heard a better pitch in my life. But it is one of the most astronomically large things to pick
up. By the time they'd finish this fucking game, all the engines, all the engines, all the software, everything they use to run the fucking game is going to be completely out of date and useless.
Like, hey, people still can't run the game.
I guess your Wi-Fi is not fixed, Diesel.
Oh my god. Hold on one second.
Calm down. This is a drill. This is just a drill, guys.
God, that was so loud.
It was very loud.
Google, shut up.
Was it Google?
There. I just pulled the plug on Google Assistant.
You killed Google Assistant?!
I pulled the plug on Google Assistant. It's done.
On that note, I think we should end the podcast here. If you guys enjoyed this episode,
Google.
Be sure to drop a like. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at loudmouse_. You can catch us on other platforms like YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, and iTunes, or wherever you find your podcasts. Be sure to follow our individual accounts, which can be found in the description below. And we'll see you guys next time.